frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best, so much better than all the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and your heart. Just being born is probably enough.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
I've got a cat called Amazing Stoke. He's a cat you must admire. He's black and white, or he was till the night that he jumped into the fire. What a night, the tale it must be told. So grip your seat, for you're in for a treat that'll make your blood run cold. Amazing Stoke, he used to be so furry, till he tried to kung fu the canary. Up he jumped, a soaring ever higher. Then the soaring stopped, and down he dropped in the middle of the fire. In flames and smoke, my Amazing Stoke went roaring round the room. His fiery tongue and his blackened bum appeared to spell his doom. What a cat, whoever would have guessed, that he could stick his rear in a pint of beer while beating out his chest. Amazing Stoke, he truly is a trier. It takes guts to sing when you're on fire. What a cat, you should have seen him strain. Stuck like glue in the bottom of the loo and trying to pull the chain. Now life's no joke for Amazing Stoke, so runs the ugly rumour that the fiery hob did not just rob him of his sense of humour. Poor old chap, the prospect it appalls. Just one jump and down with a bump, and he's burnt off all his undergrowth. And Amazing Stoke, His tale is truly tragic. Fire and smoke, they have robbed him of his magic. The former spring poured terror of the tiles. Just sits and sighs with tears in his eyes, cause he only raises smiles and basing stoke. He used to be a charmer, now ladies joke. They talk of fried banana, poor old chap. He was too young to retire. Once he was happy, handsome and hairy, just a red-blooded pussy with a taste for canary. Now he comes some way between a fritter and a fairy, since he walked the fire.
That was Bernard Bolan singing Basingstoke, and this is In the Window 89, Down Under, an Australian special. Here is the song that was the seed that grew into this show. Click Go to Shears by A.L. Lloyd.
Out on the board, me lads, the blade shearer stands, grasping his shears in his thin bony hands, and his bleary eyes are fixed on a blue-bellied owl, saying, if I only get you, well, I'll make that ring a go. Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is the blow, and his hands are moving quick. And the ringer looks around, and he's beaten be a blow, and he kisses that old snagger with the blue-bellied yow. Out on the floor in a cane-bottom chair sits the boss of the board with his eyes everywhere. He looks at each piece as it comes to the screen, saying, by the living Jesus, can't you take him off clean? Click, go the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is the blow, and his hands are moving quick. And the ringer looks around, and he's beaten be a blow, and he kisses that old snagger with the blue-bellied yow. The tar boy is there and waiting on demand, with his tarry jam pot and his stick in hand. He sees an old mariner with a cut upon her back. This is what he's waiting for, a tarry jack. Click, the shears, boys, click, click, click. Wide is the blow and his hands are moving quick. And the ringer looks around, and he's beaten me a blow, and he kisses that old snagger with the blue-bellied yow. You take off the belly wool and finicle out the crotch, then go up the neck, for the rules they are such. Clean round the horns and the first shoulder down, a long blow up the back and then turn around. Click, 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 that's how the shears go. Click, clickety, click, go, me boys, it didn't slow. You pull out his sheep and he lands you a kick, and still you hear the shears go and click, click, click. When the shearing's over and we've all got our check, we roll up our blueies and we're off on the track. The first pub we come to, well, there we'll have a spree, and everyone that comes along needs to have a drink on me. Click, 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 that's how the shears go. Click, clickety, click, me boys, it didn't slow. You pull out his sheep and he lands you a kick, and still you hear the shears are going click, click, click.
Here's Black Diamond with The Bloody Company.
Thank you. night, he say to me, your bloody life's a misery, working for this crew. 8 long hours the summer time, in grease and sweat and muddy slime, cause of debt you can't resign from the company. Believe me, it's no bloody ball, you're at the boss's beck and call. Your working life's no bloody life at all. And even after knock of time, with all the dirt and stick behind, you know still stays in your mind that lousy company. And even when you get back home, buggered, worn out and alone, there's no time you can call your own. Not the company. Your working day goes home with you, it dominates each thing you do. The company screws your nightlife too. You know, for years I've been right here, done my shift and drunk my beer. Seen lots of blokes leave every year, but you know they don't get far. He bought himself another drink and said, you know, it makes you think. You spend your whole life travelling and still stay where you are. The company runs this town and everything for miles around. You can't escape the mighty BHP. Work for the company night and day. 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 Night and day. I'm 60 now and I'm telling you, I've seen a bloody thing or two. You know there's nothing they won't do, that lousy company. You see blokes injured every day, without a hope of compo pay. The company quack says you ought to blame, not the BHP. If a politician worked up here for just 2 weeks, I'd better be here.
Bogle the anti-war song, and the band played Waltzing Matilda.
Now when I was a young man, I carried me pack, and I lived the free life on the rover. From the Murray's green basin to the dusty outback, well, I waltzed my Matilda all over. Then in 1915, my country said, son, it's time you stop rambling, there's work to be done. So they gave me a tin hat and they gave me a gun. And they marched me away to the war. And the band played Waltzing Matilda as the ship pulled away from the quay. And amidst all the cheers, the flag waving and tears, we sailed off for Gallipoli. And how well I remember that terrible day, how our blood stained the sand and the water, and of how in that hell that they called Suvla Bay, we were butchered like lambs at the slaughter. Johnny Turk, he was waiting, he'd primed himself well. He showered us with bullets and he rained us with shell. And in 5 minutes flat, he'd blown us all to hell. Nearly blew us right back to Australia. But the band played Waltzing Matilda when we stopped to bury our slain. We buried ours and the Turks buried theirs. Then we started all over again. And those that were left, well, we tried to survive in that mad world of blood, death and fire. And for 10 weary weeks I kept myself alive, though around me the corpses piled higher. Then a big Turkish shell knocked me arse overhead, and when I woke up in me hospital bed and saw what it had done, well, I wished I was dead. Never knew there was worse things than dying, for I'll go no more waltzing Matilda all around the green bush far and free, to hum tents and pets. A man needs both legs. No more waltzing Matilda for me. So they gathered the crippled, the wounded, the maimed, and they shipped us back home to Australia. The legless, the armless, the blind, the insane, those proud wounded heroes of Suvla. And as our ship pulled into Circular Quay, I looked at the place where me legs used to be, and thank Christ there was nobody waiting for me. To grieve, to mourn, and to pity. But the band played Waltzing Matilda as they carried us down the gangway. But nobody cheered, they just stood and stared. Then they turned all their faces away. And so now, every April, I sit on me porch and I watch the parade pass before me. And I see my old comrades, how proudly they march, reviving old dreams of past glories. And the old men march slowly, all bones stiff and sore. They're tired old heroes from a forgotten war. And the young people ask, what are they marching for? And I ask myself the same question. But the band plays Waltzing Matilda, and the old men still answer the call. But as year follows year, more old men disappear. Someday no one will march there at all. Waltzing Matilda, Waltzing Matilda, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? And their ghosts may be heard as they march by that billabong. Who come a waltzing Matilda with me?
And naturally, to follow, here is the Queensland version of the song the band played, Waltzing Matilda by the Bushwhackers.
Once a jolly swagman, he camped by a billabong all under the shade of the Coolabah tree. He sang as he watched and waited while his billy boiled. Well, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, me darling, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? Waltzing Matilda, leading the water bag, who'll come a waltzing Matilda?
Jumped the swagman and he grabbed him with glee. He sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag.
Well, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, me darling, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, a lady in a water bag, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Up rode the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Rode the troopers, one, two, three. Whose is the jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? Well, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, me darling, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, leading a water bag, you'll come a waltzing Matilda with me.
So the swagman, he up and he leapt into the billabong.
By the billabong, well, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? Waltzing Matilda, Matilda, me darling, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? Waltzing Matilda, leading the water band, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me?
Another Bushwhacker song now, When Britannia Ruled the Waves.
Britannia Irish came here, it was just another outpost of a white colonial giant in an empire crazy world. They dispossessed the black man and shot him. Yours to keep, but the black and born and homeless were as good as British slaves. Let's never forget the fate they met when Britannia ruled the waves. To populate in the servitude on Australia's sunny shores. They send the dregs of the upper class who misrule and then abuse them. Soldiers, seas and seamen, officers and whores. If you were white, you had a chance. If you were well born, you were lucky. Yours to keep, but the black and poor and homeless were as good as British slaves. Let's never forget the fate they met when Britannia ruled the They stole Australia's riches and shipped them home to England to support the British cause. And young men went to Europe to fight in England's battles and died in tens of thousands on a thousand foreign soils. Watched you had a chance if you were well. Black and poor and homeless were as good as British slaves. Let's never forget the fight they met when Britannia ruled the waves. But the black and poor and homeless were as good as British slaves. Let's never forget the fight they met when Britannia ruled.
You're listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives.
Now, Danny Spooner is going to make me cry with The Last of the Great Whales.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. heart it has been rent, and I am crying as the beauty round me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying. Last night I heard the cry of my last companion, the roar of a harp and gun. Now I am alone, reflecting on the days when we were thousands. But now I swim alone, the last Leviathan. This morn the sun rose on a crimson north sky, the ice the colour of blood, and I heard the wind sigh. I rose to take my breath, it was my last one. From a gun came the roar of death, now I am undone. And now that we all are gone, there'll be no more hunting. The big fella, he is no more, no use lamenting. Which race will be next in line? All for the slaughter. The elephant or the seal, your son or daughter. My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying as the beauty around me fades, and I am screaming. I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying.
Okay, dry your eyes. As Jenny Taylor says, wait.
Here's my love song. I got your letter, said it was over. You don't love me, you don't want to see me. I think you're wrong, but you moved on. It's a mistake, because you were my soulmate. Whatever I did wrong, I can make it right. You reckon I'm weird, reckon that's not nice. Just give me a chance, we can make it work. But you won't see me, and that's what hurts. I'm not stalking, I'm just walking past your house. For the 15th time this morning, but I could see you might be out, so I'll wait. In the bushes in your front yard where I can see you come and go real clearly. Binoculars make it easy. Wait. Until you get back, I've got me backpack full of supplies, everything I need. A can of mace, a roll of duct tape, bottle of wine for me, chloroform for you. We're gonna spend some time, you and I, romancing the bones, gonna take a while, no one's gonna miss our first kiss, cause I'm filming that shit and streaming it live. I'm not stalking, I'm just walking past your work, waiting for you to come out. I hope you're not avoiding me, you fucking jerk. Wait. Didn't really mean that, it's just sometimes I get frustrated and aggressive if I'm not medicated. Wait. But I better not see ya with that other Sheila. She's your wife, whatever. You can do better. When she masturbates, does she dedicate every flick of her finger to you? I got a tattoo on my left boob. It's of you totally naked. I made a scrunchie out of your undies. I stole them from your gym bag. God, they smell lovely. I'm not stalking, I'm just walking past your house. But the men in little white coats have got the fucking place surrounded. I tried to show them the letter you wrote me before, but they reckon it's a restraining order. I was only trying to throw you a housewarming party, but those bastards reckon that's arson. Wait. Little taser love bites on me skin. They're strapping the jacket on me again. One more request, my love, before they take me back again. Could I get a vial of your sperm to room 110? One day we'll have a family reunion. Until then, wait. Thank you.
I must thank the blogger at australianfolk.blogspot.co.uk, where the majority of today's music came from. Now, Glenn Tomasetta with a song about the cabbage tree hat.
There's something neat in a cabbage tree hat when it fits the wearer's crown. There's in it a sort of jaunty look with its streamers hanging down. Let others boast of the felt or brab, I cannot with them agree. For nobody looks so like a swell as a man with a cabbage tree. Go where you will round Lambing Flat, every digger wears his cabbage tree hat. Go where you will, now think of that. You're right if you've got a cabbage tree hat. Let the roughs and muffs talk as they will of the rowdy cabbage tree mob. It's no paltry tile that costs a pound and just to adorn your knob. Roam as you will round Sydney town, the lasses will all agree. You're just the man who has scored them out if you've got a good cabbage tree. Go where you will round Lambing Flat, every digger wears his cabbage tree hat. Go where you will, now think of that. You're right if you've got a cabbage tree hat. The rich look down on the poor man's coat if but seedy it appear. But a cabbage tree hat is a different thing, for it's free from a wealthy sneer. New chums will wear it to ape old hands and get bush logic pat. Yet where would they be twixt you and me if minus the cabbage tree hat? Go where you will round Lambing Flat, every digger wears his cabbage tree hat. Go where you will, now think of that. You're right. right if you've got a cabbage tree hat.
Now you may possibly be sat there thinking, what the fuck is a cabbage tree hat? Well, in the early 19th century in Australia, they had a version of the Occupy movement, who, as a sign of social equality, wore hats that were made from the palm leaves of the cabbage tree. Forerunners of the larrikin mobs. Who were the larrikin mobs? Sorry, this isn't the BB bloody C. That's what Google's for. Well, that and tracking all our personal data. But here is the group, the larrikins, with two songs and a poem. The songs are The Crocodile Song and The Rabbit Trapper.
Now listen, mate, what about singing us the crocodile song?
Okay, the crocodile song. Yeah, this has got a chorus as well.
This is a grand one, isn't it?
Come all you blokes and listen to me and tell you the truth I'm bound. What happened to me while going to sea and the wonders that I found. Shipwrecked I was off La Perouse and cast upon the shore. Well, I resolved that very day the country to explore. And I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day. I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day. Easy chorus. Now far I hadn't hurried out alongside the ocean when I saw a sight that for all I thought was all the world in motion. And steering up alongside I saw it was a crocodile, and from his nose to the tip of his tail he measured 500 miles.
What and the I bowled the roll, the riddle of the ray day, bowled the riddle of the ray day. I bowled the roll, the riddle of the ray day, bowled the riddle of the ray day.
This crocodile, I could plainly see, was not of the common race. And I was obliged to come a jolly eye tree to look him in the face. And when he opened up his jaws, well, perhaps you'll think it a lie. His nose, it reached up to the moon and his tail down to the sky.
With
and
I bowl the roll, the riddle of the ray day, bowl the riddle of the ray day. I bowl the roll, the riddle of the ray day, bowl the riddle of the ray day.
I was up aloft this tree so high and a wind blew from the south. I let go and away did fly bang into that crocodile's mouth. And when he lipped his jaws on me, well, he thought he'd grab the victim. But I popped down his throat, you see, and that's the way I tricked him with me.
Fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day. I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day.
I travelled on for a mile or more until I reached his jaw and found rum kegs not a few and a thousand bullets in store. Of life dull care away I flew, for a drop I wasn't stinted. I stayed inside this crocodile 10 years very well contented.
What? And I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day. I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day.
Well, alas, one day this croc he died, and alas, one day he died. He was 3 weeks in getting cold, he was so thick and wide. His skin was 10 miles thick, I'm sure, or somewhere thereabout. Cause I was 3 months or more in hacking my way out.
With and the I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day. I fall the roll, the riddle of the ray day, fall the riddle of the ray day.
I hitched a berth on a passing ship, and now I'm safe at home. And if my story you should doubt, well then you can go home. But if you go down the Nile, down there it's Winery Fell, and there you'll find the terrible tale of this wonderful crocodile. And I fall the roll, the riddle of the rayday, fall the riddle of the rayday. I fall the roll, the riddle of the rayday, fall the riddle of the rayday. Rayday!
Instrument here called a Jaws harp. It's a favourite little folk instrument you can buy for $3 in a music shop. It used to cost a penny like a whistle, but in times of galloping inflation, it's about $3. Could be $5 tomorrow.
Well, me traps are all a-jangle, and in an easy swing and tangle, I'm sitting in a circle, keeping round a fringe of trees. And we're muck and gory splattered, and the clobbers torn and tattered, but we're carefree as those bunnies till they fall for one of these. And we're under no man's orders, we recognise no borders, but there's a welcome everywhere for us and our old dungarees. We are the rabbit trappers and canny bunny snappers. We whistle through the bushland like the birds up in the trees. While you blokes are courting tabbies, we're out among the rabbies. We can hear them buck and squeal, and well, a dozen traps ahead. While you blokes at the trap pub are flirting at the last trap, we are certain to be bagging up the bunnies, keeping tally as we tread. Well, come on, me old cobber, we'll put on some decent clobber, and we'll leave the bunnies hopping and playing in the trees. Up, ginger, we'll make the railway early. There's a shy and income girly. She juggles with those cream cans while she writes checks out for me.
Poem is The Spider from the Gawinda.
By the flowing river Gwida lived a wicked red-backed spider. He was just about as wicked as could be, and the place that he was camped in was a rusty Jones's IXL jam tin in the paddock near the showground at Moree. Now beside him lay a shearer snoozing. He'd been on the beer and boozing all the day and all the previous night before, and the cooking of the cookers and the noise of showground spruikers failed to wake him from the trance in which he lay. Then a crafty-looking spieler with a dainty-looking sheeler come along collecting wood to make a fire. "There's a boozer," said the shearer, "and he's going to be a loser. If he isn't, you can christen me a liar. Wriggle round, honey, and I'll fan the mug for money, and we'll have some luxuries for tea." She answered, "Don't be silly. You go back and boil the billy. You can safely leave the mug to little me." Well, she circled ever nearer till she reached the dopey shearer with his pockets fast asleep and snug. But she didn't see the spider that was ringing just beside her, for her mind was on the money and the mug. Well, the spider wanted dinner, He was daily growing thinner, and his stomach, it was as holler as an urn. As she eyed the bulging pocket, he just darted like a rocket, and he bit the spieler's sheeler on the stern. With a scream, she raced off. Oh, to hear a scream would make you feel forlorn. On the bite, one hand was pressing, while the other was undressing, and she reached the camp the way that she was born. Well, the shearer woke, and back to town he staggered, where he caught the train and gave the booze a rest. But he'll never know that a spider camped by the River Guida had saved him of 67 of the best. True story.
Now a song giving some details of the horrors of the lives of convicts in Queensland. Trevor Shearston and Moreton Bay.
I am a native of the land of Erin. I was early banished from me native shore on the ship Columbus, went circular sailing and left behind me the girl I adore. O'er the bounding billows that was loudly raging, like a bold sea mariner, my course did steer. We was bound for Sydney, our destination, and every day in irons wore. When I arrived, 'twas in Port Jackson, and I thought me days would happy be. But I found out I was greatly mistaken. I was taken prisoner to Moreton Bay. Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal. Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and Kirstown Gabby, and all time places in New South Wales. Now every morning, as the day was dawning, as we rose from heaven, fell the morning dew. And we was took, without a moment's warning, our daily labours to renew. Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal. Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and Kirstown Gabby, and all time places in New South Wales. For 3 long years I was beastly treated, and heavy irons on me legs I wore. Me back with flogging as lacerated, and oft times painted with crimson gore. And many a man from downright starvation lies mouldering now underneath the clay. And Captain Logan, he had us mangled all on the triangles of Moreton Bay. Moreton Bay, you'll find no equal. Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and Kirstown Gabby, and all time places in New South Wales. Like the Egyptians and ancient Hebrews, we were oppressed under Logan's yoke. till a native black lying there in ambush gave to a tyrant his mortal stroke. My fellow prisoners be exhilarated that all such monsters such a death may find. And when from bondage we are liberated, our former sufferings shall fade from mind. Oh, but Morton Bay, you'll find no equal. Norfolk Island and Emu Plains, at Castle Hill and at Kirsten Gabby and all time places in New South Wales.
Next, Warren Fay with Tumba Bloody Rumba.
He asked for work at muster time. We tried him as a rider, we tried him as the rouseabout and as the cook's off cider. He said he'd sailed the seven seas, he'd been down in Alaska, he'd been in every western state from Texas to Nebraska. He said he'd shorn a sheep or two and cut a bit of a lumber and waged war with the kangaroos at Tumba Bloody Rumba. Had him in the shearing shed, we put him on the stacker. We tried him digging rabbits out, he wasn't worth a cracker. He had a shop in Singapore, he owned a pearl and lugger. He was a champ at baccarat, Australian rules and rugger. He said he'd shorn a sheep or two, cut a bit of lumber, and waged war with the kangaroos at Tumba Bloody Rumba. He never showed his aptitude at jobs he was allotted, but showed his skills upon the booze and cigarettes he blotted. He said he'd climbed the Matterhorn, he'd been a union leader, and years ago in Adelaide he was a pigeon breeder. He said he'd shorn a sheep or two, cut a bit of a lumber, and waged war with the kangaroos at Tumba Bloody Rumba. We had him cutting fence and posts, we tried to find his caper, until that happy payday when he got his piece of paper. I wonder where he is now, perhaps back on the lumber, or shooting kanga bloody rose at Tumba Bloody Rumba. He said he'd shorn a sheep or two, cut a bit of lumber, and waged war with the kangaroos at Tumba Bloody Rumba.
And that's it for this show. If you have been, thanks for listening.